Everyone knows that Detroit was devastated by 4 days of riots in 1967. What most people have forgotten, however, is that for a long time, the great fear was that it would happen again. That's what led Eleanor Jositis, a blue-collar suburban housewife with 5 kids, and Bill Cunningham, an inner-city Roman Catholic priest, to try to do something. They thought the best thing they could do to help people make it through the next long, hot summer was feed them, first of all, so that's what they did. In March 1968, they scratched out a mission statement. Recognizing the dignity and beauty of every person, we pledge intelligent and practical action to overcome racism, poverty, and injustice. Other cities exploded the next year when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, but not Detroit. It wasn't long before Jositis and Cunningham decided that feeding people wasn't enough. They needed jobs, but the problem wasn't as simple as that. Thousands lacked any real skills, even basic literacy. So they decided they were in it for the long haul. Originally, they called their project Focus Summer Hope. Then it just became Focus Hope. Eleanor proved to be a master at organizing. Father Cunningham leaned on corporations and the people who run them to help out. Soon, he was successfully cajoling retired executives to come out of retirement and help design and run programs. They put together a machinist training institute and gradually expanded to a 40-acre campus in a series of now beautifully restored former industrial buildings on Oakman Boulevard on Detroit's northwest side. Focus Hope had more than 800 workers by the late 1990s when a series of tragedies struck. Father Cunningham died of cancer in May 1997, and barely a month later, the campus was struck by a freak urban tornado. Nobody died, but the buildings were heavily damaged. Eleanor pulled things together, they rebuilt and soldiered on. Then the automotive industry began to collapse. Machinist jobs they were training people to fill began to be outsourced overseas. Hundreds had to be laid off. Focus Hope shrunk to less than half its size. But the organization then largely reinvented itself again. Last week I spent some time with Jositis, who at 78 is still on the job every day, and with her chief operating officer, Timothy Duperin, a former Ford executive who failed at retirement. Focus Hope is in fact doing what Michigan needs to do, reinvent and diversify ourselves. They still train some machinists, but they now have a weatherization program to train people for the emerging green society of the future. They don't claim to have all the answers, but they keep plugging away. They're now running a Center for Advanced Technologies and still feeding 45,605 hungry people every month. I'm not entirely sure how Focus Hope does all this, but if it were up to me, I'd make sure that anyone concerned with economic development in the state spend a lot of time right here.